Harper Audio presents Everbound by Brody Ashton, performed by Amy Rubinade. It is by going down into the abyss that we recover the treasures of life. Where you stumble, there lies your treasure. Joseph Campbell. Prologue. Ancient Greeks called it the underworld or Hades. Ancient Egyptians called it Aru or the Duat. Both believed it was a place for the souls of the dead. Both were wrong. Those who knew the truth call it the Everneath, and it's not an afterlife. It's a place for the ever-living and the forfeits. The ever-living are immortals who survive by feeding on the emotions of humans. Forfeits are humans trapped in the tunnels of the Everneath, being drained of all energy to supply the Everneath with power. The only escape from the tunnels is death. Jack, the boy who got me through hell, the boy I returned for, the boy I love, is in the tunnels. He is a forfeit. I know the truth. It should have been me. 1. At night, my bedroom. I see Jack every night, in my dreams. He's lying next to me, parallel worlds, the surface for me, the tunnels of the Everneath for him, that overlap at this one spot, and only for a moment, in my bedroom, while I dream. His hair still curls in perfect waves past his ears. Tonight, the steel post that pierces his eyebrow shines in the dull moonlight through my window. It looks as if I could raise my finger and touch it. But I have to remind myself that it doesn't really shine, because the post is a faint copy of the real object, just like Jack is. He is starting to forget little things, things he never would have forgotten before. "What do we talk about when I'm here?" he asks. "All sorts of things," I say.
"Like what?"
"You always say you miss me." He puts his hand over mine and it slips right through. He has forgotten he is a ghost to me. Or maybe I am the ghost.
"That's obvious," he says. "What else?"
"You talk about the time Jules told you I liked you."
"And?"
My words flow out as the memories wrap around my heart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?